As we continue with the biggest news in a very long time, politically the biggest news, and it is a story that is sending shockwaves through the Michigan political world, without any question, the former great mayor, Mike Duggan, who has been running as an independent in this year's gubernatorial race, has dropped out, citing, among other things, a lack of financial support and a poor showing in polls, basically based on the way the country is reacting to Washington and the president. WJR's Marie Osborne has more for us. Marie, you and I have covered this man in all of his different jobs for years. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I'm a fan of Mike Duggan's, and I'm sorry to see this.
Well, this has really, really shaken up this gubernatorial race, that's for sure. And a lot of people are asking what is happening next with Mike Duggan, that's for sure. So we get some insight into this letter that he released this morning to his supporters. He says he no longer believes he can win in November. And just like you said, he's citing the shifting political winds and difficulty in raising national campaign funds. So let's start with what he said in the letter. Governor's campaigns today are funded overwhelmingly from well-established networks of national party money, which is why I've been all across America meeting with national groups to try to build competitive fundraising networks for independents. There is much interest, but we finally concluded the national fundraising for these groups is too much in its infancy to be any help in the race in 2026. So that's talks about a little bit about that money. He says, or his decision comes just over 5 months before this big general election and days after a poll showed him trailing in third place between Republican Congressman John James and the Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Duggan pointed out rising political division, including tensions surrounding the war in Iran, these gas prices. These are key factors, he says, in making it harder for his message of unity to resonate with voters. Voters are mad, and so they don't really want to think about unity. He said in his letter, our internal polling showed the intense anger over gas prices in Iran was boosting Democrats in every office nationally. The chamber poll last week showed that we'd fallen 11 points behind the Democratic candidate, and it reflects that reality. So despite holding multiple town halls each week across the state, getting support from Democrats, Republicans, and independents, Duggan acknowledged that the polling deficits just could not be overcome. So this narrows the field and certainly heightens the interest, Paul, in what is happening here politically.
It narrows the field, which means it narrows our choices.
Yep.
Which is truly unfortunate that that could be affected by national money, that is, money that doesn't care at all about we the people or the state of Michigan. It's money that only cares about racking up wins for a party, Democrat or Republican. That's it. And when Mike Duggan announced he was running, though it was a ballsy, it was a right-on move when he said people are mad at the Democrats and the people are mad at the Republicans. He was right. We were mad at all of them. Who would have guessed that the winds would change with the lightning rod presidency of Donald Trump? And so all of the stuff that he decided to run as an independent on has kind of fallen by the wayside with people now rallying behind the Democratic Party to try to go against everything President Trump wants to do. And, man, it's ugly. It's not good. I don't think it's good for us, Marie, to learn, first of all, how much national money goes into deciding who our governor will be. That's just frightening.
That is a sad reality, and it's been like that for a while. I was just thinking, I wonder if he's going to, and I'm sure it's going to take a while for him to come out publicly and maybe address this type of question, but that is, had he run as a Democrat, had he stayed in the party and run as a Democrat, could he have instituted more change? In other words, change from within, had he made the choice to run as a Democrat instead of going out and trying to do this in an independent fashion. I'm not sure. I wonder how he's going to assess that political mood move in the months to come as he assesses what has happened here with his run.
I think that's a good question. And I think he was right when he did this, because the winds were terrible for either party. Both parties were in the doghouse. But who could have predicted such a change? Maybe somebody could have. I don't know. But we're going to try. We think he's going to speak at 1:30. That's what we're hearing. Mm-hmm. We're going to carry that live. I don't think he's going to veer off the letter that you referred to and that we have referred to very much. I can almost promise you he's not going to announce a new job. I don't think that's going to happen. He will get a new job, and he'll do great at it, whatever it might be. I have no clue if this is the end of his political career by his choice. I don't know. There's no way to know. Maybe we'll be able to tell.
Say no. That's me personally saying I don't think this is.
You want to go further and say what you think he might run for next?
No. I just don't. Knowing him and how he is, I just don't know that this is the end.
Okay. We're going to find out together, that's for sure. I am not making any guesses anymore, because I never would have guessed this was going to happen.
Nobody. Right.
Yeah. Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, with Paul W. Smith in focus. Relentless positive radio on the number one station, according to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, WJR.